Rochester.
Shalom Haverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad you are listening today. I'm going to be doing a telephone interview today with Daniel Hennessy. He's a Holocaust educator and a recipient of the Meyer A. Nathan Scholarship for Holocaust Education. It's going to be a very interesting interview. Got some great music, and we'll be talking about Passover. I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai. That was Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery, and that one was called Shabbat Medley. Well, most of the songs I'm going to play today are going to be about Passover, but I have at least one song that's just about the Sabbath, the Shabbat. Here's Craig Taubman from My Jewish Discovery, and you know what it's called, don't you? Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. Shabbat.
Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candles, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos, just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh,
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Again, that was Craig Taubman from My Jewish Discovery. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. This radio program is a ministry of Messianic Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are comprised of Jews and Gentiles, one in Messiah. And our services are at 1326 North Winton Road every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Except next Saturday, March 30th, we will not have a service at the building because we are doing our Congregational Passover Seder at Burgundy Basin Inn. Today is the deadline for your tickets. But in case you were planning to visit the congregation, normally we meet every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, but next Saturday there will be no Shabbat service. Our service will be part of the Passover Seder at Burgundy Basin Inn at 11 a.m., and your tickets had to be purchased by today. All right. If you're at Shema Israel, you can visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, which is where you can buy all your CDs and music, shofars, books about the holidays, and cards and jewelry. Also, please keep listening because somebody's going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. Today I have coupons from Soho Bagel Cafe over there in Stone Ridge Plaza, and I have coupons from Balsam Bagels on North Winton Road. So stay with me. Well, Passover starting Monday night, and here's Sue Samuel to talk about deliverance. Once we were slaves, but now we are free.
The Lord is our strength and our song. He has broken us free. The horses and riders are gone. They have drowned in the sea. With a breath from his lips, the waters were raised. Our Lord is a warrior. His name
If you're listening to this program in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth Hadashah, 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, Saturdays at 10:30 in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to tell you that Passover is really an exciting holiday for me because when I was first learning about Yeshua, it all made sense when I thought about the blood of the pure unblemished lamb. Because remember now, the Israelites put the blood of the pure unblemished lamb on their doorposts, and that prevented them from the death of the firstborn. And then I learned that Yeshua himself is the Passover lamb. He was the pure, unblemished lamb whose blood was shed to spare us from eternal death. And that's when it all came together for me, when it all made sense that he is our Passover lamb. Here's Joel Chernoff, the sacrifice lamb.
Messiah has come. It says in his word to cleanse everyone. Atonement he made, that we can find life with him evermore. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on your to rusty, to wipe away. To bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son, to the world, Jesus the One, for the world, Yeshua. Prophets of old speak much of Messiah. His death is foretold. The purpose is clear. Isaiah did say, hey, was for an atonement to give us a way that leads not to death. The sacrifice lamb has been slain, his blood on the altar to wipe away guilt and pain, to bring hope eternal. Salvation has come to the world, God's only Son, to the world, Jesus the One. Yeshua is here. So brothers of mine, look not to yourself, for we are but that we can find life.
Yes, it's all about Yeshua. He is the Passover lamb. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua. And that's his Hebrew name. That's right. Well, Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa, a family-owned business for over 25 years. You can go there to get a new hairdo, a massage, a facial, a manicure, or a pedicure. There are two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 359-2249. And then in Fairport and Packets Landing on the Canal, the number there is 223-5850. Come on into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. Well, guess what we're doing today? Today, we're remembering Passover. Here's Nancy Santiago on Passover We Remember from the CD Enter My Rest.
On Passover, we remember, we remember, we remember. On Passover, we remember what the Lord has done. He brought us forth out of slavery, out of slavery, out of slavery. He brought us forth out of slavery by the precious
That's a cute little ditty. Again, that's Nancy Santiago, and that's from the CD Enter My Rest. If you're not too familiar with the whole story, go and look in Exodus, and you can read the story. I mean, or look at the movie, The Ten Commandments. It pretty much tells you everything you always wanted to know. I mean, basically, the Jewish people, the Hebrew nation, were slaves in Egypt, and Pharaoh was really mean, and Moses came to ask Pharaoh to let my people go. And Pharaoh kept saying no. And then there were more and more plagues. You know, there was like, there was boils and frogs and lice and darkness, and the waters turned into blood. And finally, the final plague was death of the firstborn. And Pharaoh finally said, okay, already, get out of here. It's quite an amazing story. The Bible is just full of miracles, you know, and it's really exciting. And there's such spiritual parallels, because, you know, before we knew Yeshua, we were slaves to sin, but he set us free from bondage. And when you go to a Passover Seder, look at the matzah. The matzah is striped and bruised, and there are holes in it. It was pierced. Doesn't that remind you of anyone? I'm telling you, there's so much symbolism in Passover. And if anything, you know, if nothing else convinces you that Yeshua is the Messiah, when you study Passover and you see all the symbolism, then you'll know. You'll know the truth, and it will set you free. All right. Well, let's hear now about Odell Chiropractic, another one of my sponsors.
Your back is a delicate matter. everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the 4 Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
I'm so thankful for my sponsors that are helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. It costs $110 a week for me to keep this program on the air. So thanks everyone who's been contributing. And if you're listening to this program every week and you've never sent anything, even if you can only send $2, it would be so helpful. You would just send it off to P.O. Box 192, Scottsville, New York. That's 192 Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. Briefly, I want to mention two more sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They're the ones to call if you have any trouble whatsoever with your furnace or you need a new furnace. Have them come out and check things over for you. They are wonderful. Their prices are fair. They love the Lord. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 889-7840. And also, if your computer is all messed up and you think you have a virus, please call New Birth Computers at 293-3407. Bruce Bay will take care of everything. He'll remove any spyware, malware, viruses, repair your hardware, upgrade your computer, set up your home networks, convert your movies to DVDs. If you mention that you heard this on the radio program, you can get him to pay the sales tax portion of your bill. Again, that's New Birth Computers at 293-3407, or send them an email at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com. Well, how about we listen to a song by the group House of Peace? This is called Passover Lamb.
Oh, how precious is the love that comes from heaven above. You laid everything down, the thorns he wore were his crown. You gave it all. You laid it down, you gave your crown, so you could be a man. You gave. Messiah paid the sacrifice. You gave it.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Today, there are hundreds of archaeological sites in Israel that reveal the ancient link between the Jewish people, the Bible, and the land of Israel. For instance, archaeologists recently uncovered Jacob's Well, the very place where Yeshua, Jesus, spoke to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Physical evidence for the credibility of our faith is another amazing blessing that resides even in the soil of Israel. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's Shemayisrael. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight. I know that.
All right, wake up now. No time for naps. Listen, here's a chance for you to win a coupon for bagels, and this song is so appropriate right now because you know what this song is really about? It's about having a craving for a bagel but not being able to eat them during Passover. Yeah, so eat your bagels quickly before Passover starts. Listen, if you were listening to the song by Nancy Santiago, she gave the answer already. So the question is, where did Moses lead the people across? Which body of water? The Baltic Sea, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Jordan River? What body of water did Moses lead the people across? The Baltic Sea, the Red Sea, Mediterranean Sea, Jordan River? What was it? 222-2990. 222-2990. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, call now. You see, my friends, there's no bagels during Passover because we don't eat anything that has leavening in it for 7 days. It's a reminder that when the Jewish people left Egypt, they were in a hurry. They were baking bread, but there was no time for it to rise. And so we eat unleavened bread for 7 days to remind us of that time when they left in a hurry. And so that means nothing with any baking powder or baking soda, or nothing with yeast, no cakes or cookies or brownies that have yeast in it. So that's what that song is really about. The woman said she's been craving bagels for 7 days. So that's pretty much what's going to happen to me next week. I'm going to be really craving bagels, but I will not eat them. Well, we do not have time for you to go on the air. So don't worry if you're scared to go on the air, but I want you to call 222-2990 and tell me Where did Moses lead the people across? Was it the Baltic Sea, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, or was it the Jordan River? Just call now at 222-2990, and Peter will take your name and number down, but you don't have to go in the air. Remember, if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win the coupon for bagels. But right now, I'm very excited. I have Dan Hennessy on the line with me. So shalom, Dan, and welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Ethel. Thank you for having me. And Chag Sameach to you.
Ah, Chag Sameach. Yes, yes. Well, Daniel, I'm excited to talk with you because I've never spoken to or met a Holocaust educator before. But before we even get into that, which is going to be fascinating, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about how you were raised? Because I understand you were not raised in a Jewish home, which makes it even more exciting that you love the Jewish people and you've aligned yourself with the nation of Israel and that you love us so much. But tell me a little bit about how you were raised and maybe your story about how you found the Lord and how you fell in love with the Jewish people.
Wow, that's, well, I was raised a very pious Irish Italian Catholic boy, 12 years of Catholic school education, which I'm still thankful for. At some point in my life, I moved into humanism in college and came out, and my mother passed away, and I moved to the West Coast on a spiritual quest and studied all the great texts of religions and the Bhagavad Gita and all of that stuff. And I found the Lord. He was at the end of my journey. And at that point, I was going to an evangelical church, learning how to surf in Los Angeles. And as a second year social studies teacher, I was researching a Holocaust unit of study for a World War II unit I was teaching.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And there I met Aaron Breitbart, who's still the senior head of research there, and he said, in order to understand the Holocaust, you must first understand the history of Christian anti-Semitism. And I'd never heard those two words together before. It was oxymoronic to me.
Oh.
And then he said, now you must go down and listen to Livia. And I went down and heard my first Holocaust survivor. She lost 73 family members in the Auschwitz complex. And we were speaking after the class of students left very intimately and quietly and talking about things, when all of a sudden, two yeshiva students came bursting through the doors, yelling, "Get out, get out, get out." Livia, 72 years old at the time, grabbed me by the arm, pulled me physically through the emergency doors of this old Simon Wiesenthal building in the basement, and we came out into the parking lot, just as LAPD and Los Angeles police pulled up to the scene.
What was going
and
on?
It was a bomb threat.
Oh.
And I had a moment of clarity. And I realized what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And because I realized, I looked at Livia and I said, this warm, wonderful human being survived Auschwitz and someone's still trying to kill her and everyone else in this building just because they're Jewish. And this time, I was included. So it became very personal.
Oh, my goodness.
And from that point on, I have just pursued the route of taking as many intensive seminars from the ADL, from the Holocaust Memorial Museum, Yad Vashem, and getting trained and trying to bring the message of remembering the Shoah to as many people, especially young people, as I can.
Daniel, what do you say to people that still don't believe it happened? They say the Holocaust was made up, that it never happened. What do you tell those people? Because, you know, I mean, God forgive me, but I just want to slap them. That's not very Messiah-like, I'm sorry, but that's how I feel.
Well, you know, that's a great question. Lucy Davidovits wrote the definitive book on Holocaust denial. And she doesn't even interact with them at all, and I try not to either. I've received anonymous mail from the people at the Institute of Historical Revisionism because I write on the subject for the local newspaper. I have a column, and we had a professor emeritus from Hobart, William Smith, come out in defense of Holocaust denial out of nowhere on Yom Kippur Eve 3 years ago. And I wrote, you know, a counter to him about it being anti-Semitism, and that I only address the history of Holocaust denial because Holocaust denial is so effective because it's propaganda. It's not true, and everybody knows it's not true, but it reaches the hearts of those who will accept it. So there's, if there's someone who is denying the Holocaust, there's really no sense in my mind of even speaking to them. We have to reach the youth, and we have to reach the church, and we have to reach other periphery groups about it to inoculate them against it.
Do you recommend people go to the Holocaust museums? I know there's one in Washington, D.C. I don't know where else they have them in the country. I went to the one in Israel, but I couldn't get through the end. It was so traumatic and emotional. I found myself just, I needed air, I needed to breathe. I couldn't even go to the end, Daniel. But what is your recommendation?
Yeah, well, I've taken 4 eighth grade classes to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington. I was trained there, at one of the places I was trained there. And yeah, there needs to be serious briefing. They need to be briefed. I've come up to the North Star, my nephew's school, North Star Christian School in Rochester, to brief them before a trip that they went down and debrief them when they come back. That's very important with young people. But yes, it has to be seen. It's an obligation on our part that we're failing to do very much, you know, in public schools and, unfortunately, ironically, Christian schools. We're not teaching the Holocaust. And yeah, very much so. There's a wonderful one. I was just in Boston for a week-long intensive last June where I met the youngest Schindler youth, Renna Finder. She was 12 years old when Schindler pulled her into his enamel factory, and she was a wonderful, I talked with her about her grandchildren. Just a wonderful thing, and they have a wonderful Holocaust memorial that is built right on the Freedom Trail. How they did that, I don't know with the politics, but it's stunning, and there's metaphor built in, and if in an ideal world, we would get every single American student before high school was out.
I know.
To Washington.
Now, I'm not saying this next statement, this does not reflect any politics. I'm not saying that I even like or agree with everything that President Obama does or says, but I will say that, interesting to note, he was in Israel this week, and he did go to the Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum there, and I thought that was a good thing, that he would experience that and see that, and I'm sure that on some level it had to move him and had to change him in some way. I was just glad. I was glad to know that he did that.
Yeah, well, that's ground zero, I think, for understanding the nation of Israel. What the most important thing, and this might have been directly linked to his visit there, as powerful as that is, especially the Hall of the Children there, but he said something that is at the basis, at the ground zero, the epicenter of all Holocaust denial movement. You know, Holocaust denial is rampant in the Arab mass media. Mahmoud Abbas, he did his doctorate in Holocaust denial, the leader of the Palestinian Authority. And his paper is used for curriculum in Palestinian schools to teach that the Holocaust, reasons why the Holocaust did not happen, because if they believe, the Arabs believe, the jihadists, etc., and the left in Israel even believe, that if the Holocaust can be delegitimized, the state of Israel can be delegitimized because of the mistaken notion that the state of Israel came into being because of the Holocaust. But as believers, we know that's not true. As believers, we know the state of Israel came into being because God promised it to Abraham. And he fulfilled that promise, and he's bringing those people back, the people back.
Yes.
But there's a connection between Holocaust denial and delegitimizing the state of Israel, and which is one of the reasons in my book and in every time I talk about it. The Christian community needs to take the lead on this. We need to be teaching our students and in churches and in schools about the Holocaust so they can take the lead. It's been left to the Jewish people to remember and memorialize the Holocaust ever since the camps were liberated.
Ah, I see your point. Now, what is your book?
It's the burden of their victim. They're the victims, and it's been their burden to memorialize it, and it's time. Especially Messianic Gentiles, we have a heart towards that. I call upon them to get involved and start going to their pastors and say, you know what, we have to make this right. This is about making this right. there was the silence during the Holocaust of complicity by the European church. And now there's the what I call the second silence, which is the silence that's happened since then for the church's failure to take responsibility for the past. So this is what my thing, I call myself an educator activist, because I'm trying to get the word out that we need to start a movement here. We need to get our, you know, our beloved Christian, mainstream Christian brothers and sisters to hear this, because I believe if they knew this history of Christian anti-Semitism, they don't. Most Christians, rank-and-file Christians, don't know this, that good, sincere Christians everywhere would be like David when approached by Nathan, and they would be convicted, and they would do something. But we have to educate them, we have to get the word out, and get the church to take the lead on this and be a light in the world, which would also be a light to the Jewish people.
Amen. Now, Daniel, you mentioned a book. What book have you written?
Did you get my book? I sent you a copy.
You know, I'm sorry, but my mind is not fully working at the moment. It's possible that you did, but I can't remember at this point. I'm so sorry. So just refresh.
I'll send you another one. That's all right.
Well, let me confirm it when I get home, but why don't you just refresh my memory and tell me the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Remembrance and Repentance, The Call to Remember and Memorialize the Holocaust. The introduction is by Messianic Rabbi Michael Schiffman, and it was published by First Fruits of Zion out of Marshfield, Missouri. And it's a shorter version of a longer book I have about the call to remember, that to remember the, for Christians, for mainstream Christianity, the repentance for the silence during the Holocaust in Europe. That act of repentance, the teshuvah, would be very well and strategically placed if it were to be in the area of remembrance. To remember. That's all we have to do from the Christian side of things. And if we were to do this, we would have what I call, we would shed unprecedented spiritual light into the Jewish community in particular and the lost world at large, because everybody realizes that the right thing to do is to take responsibility for your errors and to take responsibility for the past. And the Catholic Church has done great things with John Paul II in that regard, but we still don't teach it, and we don't memorialize it. That it breaks my heart that I spoke with a 93-year-old survivor of Auschwitz on the phone last week, and this woman is so energetic, and we have left it to them, and only them, the Jewish community and the survivor community, to memorialize the Holocaust.
So what
and
can the average Christian listening...
It's time that they've
stopped. The average Christian listening to the program right now, there's lots of wonderful churches around the Rochester area, and they're listening to the show right now, and they're thinking, okay, Daniel, I'm with you. What can I do? So what is the next step? What should they be doing?
Call your pastor, make an appointment, and bring this subject to him. And if I can be of any help, you can call me. I have a website. You can get through to me. And I have a 250-slide PowerPoint with archival footage from Yad Vashem and the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. And I can do the whole Holocaust from, well, the first century on. It talks about anti-Jewish, the adversus Judaeus tradition, anti-Jewish theology, all the way to the liberation of the camps. I can do it in a 2.5-hour sitting. I've done it on a webinar around the world. It was seen by 5,000 people around the world on one night 2 years ago on Yom HaShoah, and in Israel and else places. Or I can do a half-day seminar, a full-day seminar, whatever you want to do. I can come and bring a presentation, a workshop with breakout sessions and everything else.
Right.
To your church.
Let me just take a pause for the cause. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And right now I have Daniel Hennessy with me on the line. And he is a Holocaust educator. And if you are someone who wants to get more involved, then he's suggesting that you contact your pastor. And Daniel is willing to come out to your church and do a presentation. And Daniel, if they want to contact you, what is the best way? What is your website?
It's called, you can Google Remembrance and Repentance. The web address is rememberancerepentance.weebly.com.
How do you spell Weebly? W-E-E-B-L-Y?
Correct.
.com. rememberancerepentance.weebly.com. Great. And you can also write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I can also put you in touch with Daniel. I'm just wonderfully inspired by hearing this. And somewhere along the line, you also discovered Messianic Judaism, and you've just really aligned yourself up with all of us. And we are definitely Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. How did you discover Messianic Judaism?
Well, I was just born again. L.A. was my Egypt, and I was saved out there after my mother's death. And I went to a very active Southern California church, Hope Chapel. And one night, I went to a class, Hope Chapel Ministry Institute, where a Messianic rabbi was teaching a class on the Jewish roots of Christianity. This rabbi was Barry Budoff. He's now in Chicago, and he was the rabbi then of Ahavat Zion in Messianic Synagogue in Beverly Hills, and Stuart Dowerman. Well, no, I don't think he is anymore. It's a wonderful congregation in Beverly Hills, and when I heard, I went to the 15-week class, and I followed Rabbi Barry Budoff to Beverly Hills like a puppy dog and sat at his feet and began to attend synagogue services there on Saturday and services at my church at the same time for about a 4-year period. So I kind of think of myself as the boy raised by wolves, because as soon as I was saved, I was thrust into this amazing Messianic congregation where I felt like I had been portaled into the first century and would relive the book of Acts. And all I wanted to do when I first got saved, I just wanted to know my Redeemer. I wanted to know everything about him. I wanted to know what he read, his language, his everything. And I found it at this Messianic synagogue. And that was the beginning of that. It was his dedication, Rabbi Barry, to come to churches and start talking about this issue.
Amazing. Now, Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, you are local to the Rochester area, aren't you? Are you in Syracuse or Rochester? Whereabouts are you?
Right in Geneva.
Okay,
the heart of the
then.
Finger Lakes.
All right, guys, listening, he's in the Geneva area, so he can easily get to your congregation. If you want to have him come and share his vast knowledge and his presentation about the Holocaust, definitely. You want to go to his website, rememberancerepentance.weebly.com, or just email me, bagelsandblessings, spell out the word and, A-N-D, bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I can put you in touch with him. Wow. So have you... Do you feel like you've made a dent? I mean, are people finally getting it, Daniel?
Not really. I'm afraid not. We're ever vigilant and I'm ever trying to bring my message out. But that's something that I also blog. If anybody wants to Google Jacob's Relief, I blog there. My last blog was about what I call the Holocaust Avoidance Syndrome. And there is this weird, mysterious, I believe probably supernatural insulation or barrier between, in the evangelical church especially, there is just not a connection between the Holocaust and the evangelical church mission right now. And it's 2,000 years of anti-Jewish theology. It's residual replacement theology. There's a lot of reasons for it. But it's just phenomenal how it just doesn't make a connection. I mean, I know pastors who love the Jewish people. They have pro-Israel congregations and churches. And yet when you bring the subject of teaching the Holocaust or doing a Holocaust remembrance there, or they just glaze over. Their eyes just glaze over. And they really don't see what it has to do with them and their mission.
Doesn't it ever occur to them that Satan wants the Jews dead?
Well, you know, the prophetic teachings, the eschatology of the evangelical church is full of it. But here's the thing. some of the best and most thriving evangelical churches, they have residual replacement theology, and I think this is the crux of the matter. They if they affirm that Israel still has a place in God's plan of redemption for mankind, this comes from John Wolvert out of Dallas Theological Seminary. They do it. They affirm that Israel has a place in God's overall plan, but Israel and church are separate. Israel and church are separate, which is counterpoint to Paul in Romans 11 and Ephesians 2, being grafted in and such. But somehow I'm trying to work this out, and I'm looking for input from anybody, how best, your listeners, how best do you think the church can be reached on this issue, you know? Because I just want to have effect. I don't care who comes up with it or what direction it comes from. But I really think the church sees itself as distinct and separate from Israel. And I think that's in contradiction to Paul in a lot of ways. I think it lies in there somewhere.
Hmm. I also was wondering, Daniel, does the traditional Jewish community take advantage of your information and your knowledge also, or are they resistant to you because...
Yeah.
Oh, they are resistant.
No, they're very good. They're very good. I have to be careful. I can't go in there and evangelize, you know. I have to go... It's mostly Reform. The Reform Jewish community, they're the Holocaust educators. You know, Chai, Bonnie Abrams in Rochester. I work with Barbara Applebaum to reach many Christian kids here in the Finger Lakes at the Jewish Community Federation. Chai is the Center for Holocaust Awareness and Information in Rochester, and I haven't worked with Bonnie in a while, but, you know, they are very receptive to any educator, anyone who will go in and spread the message of remembering the Holocaust. So, yeah, I've worked very, very intimately and closely with the Reformed Jewish community in this regard, and they're very open. And the Catholic Church is very open. It's the evangelicals, oddly enough. They're tough.
Man.
They're tough. And so I appeal to all any evangelical pastors out there, please consider this. Be like David. Repent, and there's a special place, the rabbis write, in heaven for those who repent, even greater than the righteous.
Amen.
And if we repent, the church will reach it. I believe it'll reach its greatest, it'll be its zenith in having a powerful voice to the rest of the world if the church does this one thing, and makes it right with the Jewish people, make it right with the Jewish community in this regard.
Yes.
And I don't think we can even imagine what God has planned, if that should take place.
Daniel, have you thought about, or maybe you've already done this, have you thought about putting together a YouTube video about what you do and, you know, describing your passion and describing the need to remember and repent? I'm just hoping that if you did that, it would just go viral. Because I'm listening to you here, and I'm thinking, you know, he needs his own talk show. He needs his own radio show or TV show or something. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, international, global.
God bless you. From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm doing a Yom HaShoah at SUNY Utica, Rome. I did Geneseo last year, and I try to get Hillel and Newman Community Christian Kids together at these things for healing. And, you know, hopefully, the friend of mine there is in student activities, and he's trying to get me videotaped, and he's going to get still photographs. I need, you know, I need help with these resources to get on videotape and stuff so I can get an agent. I'm trying to get an agent, because this is what I'm called to do, I believe. And I'm looking for anyone out there that has video production resources or... can help me in any way.
Oh, I know somebody. I'll be in touch with you. I'll be in touch with you. I know somebody. Somebody that I met recently, her brother does stuff like this, and I'll connect you.
That's awesome. Well, from your lips to his ears and God's ears, then. Oh, that would be wonderful.
I'm a connector, and I like to encourage people, and I think when something is this important, it's got to get out there, so I will help you get it out there in any way that I can.
Oh, God bless you.
Well, thank you.
That's just music to my ears.
Great. Well, we've only got about a minute left or so, Daniel. How would you like us to be praying for you, your family, your ministry? Just give me something. Give me something, brother.
Yes, we pray for the heart, the collective heart of the evangelical community. I'm looking especially to, you know, the pro-Israel, the pro-Zionist, the Christian Zionist especially seems like would be the path of least resistance, that their hearts would soften and that I would not have to come to them, but that they would come to me to get this message out and shine light of repentance and grace into the Jewish community and the lost world by taking responsibility for the past, that they would come to me, that because I can't reach them by myself.
I will be praying that. And this is so informative and exciting. And, you know, I know you've been to my congregation a couple times, and I actually wasn't able to come, so I haven't had the pleasure of seeing you share your vast knowledge of the Holocaust yet. But I hope to see you at some point and, you know, see you in person and, you know, up close and personal.
Yes, I would enjoy that very much. I look forward to that time, and may it be so.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Rabbi Jim, and I hope to be attending Shema Israel once in a while. I need my fix. So, and from here in Geneva in the hinterlands, I need to come up to Shema and get booster shots.
You should be coming to our Passover Seder next Saturday morning, but the deadline was today. So, I don't know if you want to come.
You know, I usually do my own community one here, but I recently had surgery, didn't have the energy, and I went to a wonderful Passover Seder in Wolcott, New York last night. It was phenomenal.
Aww.
It was all Messiah-based, and the food was great, and there was dancing. It was just a wonderful experience, and I want to thank them for that. That's Joel and the folks at the Family Messianic Fellowship in Wolcott. But I plan to bring my family. I want to make more of a connection up there with Rabbi Jim and the folks, because I just love it up there.
Wonderful. Well, Daniel, we're out of time, but thank you so much for being my guest today. This has been one of the most interesting interviews I've done. I really enjoyed having you as my guest.
May God bless. You just made my day, Ethel. Thank you so much for having me. This is what I love, and you gave me an opportunity to just have at it, and I thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, God bless. We shall be in touch, and hopefully you'll get thousands of emails, and we'll get going on this. We'll help people remember.
Amen and amen.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, Chag Sameach, and I will talk to you soon.
And to you. Blessings to you and yours.
Thank you, Daniel. All right. Bye-bye. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai Paramalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Chag Sameach, happy Pesach, happy Passover. Have a great week. Next week's program will be pre-recorded, but some of your favorite songs are going to be on the air, so be sure to tune in next Saturday at 2 o'clock right here on 990 AM WDCX. Shabbat Shalom!
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
Having a rough day? Tune in to Life.